What is up, guys? Welcome back to another episode. I'm Taylor.
I'm Sam.
We are getting this episode to you guys a little bit late. Sorry, but not sorry.
Yeah.
Because our show, our rules.
Yeah, and I feel like with talking a lot about just things going on in this world, it's so hard for me to record on either Monday or Tuesday because over the weekends, I'm not on my phone. I am not like present on like what's going on in this world. So I just need like a few days to like actually
get it
figure
together.
Out. Yeah. And listen to podcasts too. I listen to so many podcasts now during the week because of running.
Yeah, it can be tricky to like get it up the same day every time. And lucky for you guys, rather than us saying we'll just skip a week, we just adjust.
Yeah.
We just adjust and release it whenever we want. Because now that we're uploading it ourselves, like not with an agency anymore, like we just have full reign. I can put this on the internet whenever I want.
Literally.
It's all up to us. But anyways, do you have one thing about you?
Yeah. So one thing about me that I realized last week, because I've been having kind of some bodily movement issues.
Oh.
Is that I can't eat too much protein in one sitting or I will have the worst constipation and my stomach will like bloat up like no other. And you know what? Here's the thing. Like I love buffalo wings or anything just like protein really dense, but I realized like I need to fucking wash it.
Okay, so you ate way too many buffalo wings and couldn't
shit. Yeah. But like
where?
So here's the thing. On Sunday we went to the Whole Foods Hot Bar. And I just love getting their chicken thighs at the hot bar with like the chicken wings and like all that stuff. Ate a lot of protein then. Then for dinner, we made more chicken wings for dinner. Mm. So I just like went way too hard. So then on Monday and Tuesday, I was so constipated.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's no
true
fun.
Though. I didn't realize that like people will always say to me, oh, like do you having too much protein like ever give you constipation? I never had that issue until started dating a boyfriend who just loves protein and like loves chicken wings and burgers and just like all the like really dense things. And yeah, I had bathroom issues this past week.
So do we think all those carnivore girls like don't shit?
Yeah, honestly. Okay, here's the thing with the carnivore diet though, because I've been seeing that trending a little bit. At least I've seen a few ATX creators like dabbling in it and like vlogging it. I just don't understand, like, why wouldn't you want a veggie? I love Brussels sprouts. I love broccoli. Like,
yeah,
why wouldn't you want
because
that?
Because people, I totally get having, like, a mainly animal protein-based diet. But why do we have to only eat animal protein? Why not other things?
Yeah.
That's where I'm confused. Because I'm like, I totally get that you want to center your diet around protein. That's cool. Why can't we just have, like, a carrot? Why not?
No.
Like, why can't we have a carrot? Why can't we have, like, a blueberry? Like, what are we doing? Also, the raw milk. Y'all bitches are going to die. Like, I don't know. I just saw a TikTok about this. Because this girl was, like, not making fun, but just being, like, you know, there's this carnivore girl being, like, well, our ancestors didn't eat this way, so, like, I eat raw milk. And, like, before they pasteurized dairy, people died at, like, 10 years old.
Yeah.
Regularly.
Like the average, like I think I saw that video and I was looking into it after. The average rate of like life was like 45 years old.
Yeah. Like, they didn't eat like that and people like would get a cold and die. Like,
yeah.
Because they were fucked. I'm not with the raw milk train. I think when people first started posting it, I was like, oh, like so organic. And then I was like, wait. Straight from the fucking cow tit?
No. And I was...
not for me.
Sorry, we're going kind of on a tangent about fucking milk right now. But I was even talking to, like, to a few of my friends the other day about... I've been consuming now whole milk, obviously, with, like, my espresso machine. I do, like, lattes with the whole milk. And then, like, I try to be more cautious of it. I'll have, like, one whole milk drink and then, like, one almond milk drink.
Same. I try to do that, too.
But I can't have the almond milk in hot drinks. It's fucking gross. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like it. So I'll only do the whole milk if I'm doing, like, a hot latte. Mm-hmm. And then if I'm doing something iced, I'll do almond or oat. Which I don't know what the difference is between almond and oat. Do you notice the difference?
Well, one is made with... like,
no,
taste?
Like, the taste difference.
Oat milk is a little thicker sometimes. Sometimes.
Okay,
I depends on the brand. But, like, I definitely notice if I go get coffee... almond milk is just a little bit more watery and oat milk's definitely a little thicker.
Okay, I don't notice it when I'm getting drinks out. Like,
no, I do.
If I went to like a coffee shop, but I do notice it in the containers that I buy.
To me, I would say that that's the difference.
Okay.
Is one's a little bit thicker. My one thing about me is also just kind of like me putting myself out there as like holding myself accountable by telling you guys. I have not been reading, so I'm promising to you guys right now 2 to 3 books this month. I need to fucking get my act together. So that's just me putting it out there and making the promise to y'all. It's May 1st when we're recording this and uploading this. So check back in. Is this 30 days or 31 days? Please hold. I never know that.
30, I think.
31.
Oh, fuck. 31.
That's another
Wait,
one thing
I
about.
I should know that.
One thing about me, I have no idea what months are 30 and which ones are 31.
Dude,
we'll never
do
know.
The knuckle thing.
No, or 30 days hath September, April, June, and November.
This is what I learned in elementary school. If
yeah.
You put your knuckles together.
I'll never. Yeah, and then you.
Each knuckle is 31. The indent between the knuckles is 30. And then it works out because the 2 months in the middle are both 31.
Okay, well. September, April, June, November. September, April, June, and November, I think, are 31. 30. Listen.
Dude, that's too much for me.
I don't know.
Let me just use my knuckles real quick.
I don't know. You know what? I use my fucking calendar app. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, I just need to, like, really get my act together. Cool, that's cool. All. So that's my promise to you guys. And then my favorite this week, I was going to just talk about this, like, later, but I realized it's my favorite of the week because it was an incredible watch. Baby Reindeer. Did you watch Baby Reindeer?
What is that?
It's like the number one thing on Netflix right now.
Is
you
it
have
a
to watch
holiday
Baby
show?
Reindeer. No. It's 7 episodes. It's about this guy and like a stalker.
Okay.
So good. So
is it
good.
Actors?
It's based
real
on a
life?
True story. And the main character is the real guy in real life that it happened to.
Got it.
But it's all based on a true story. It's so fucking good. It's about this guy that like stalks him and like his whole issues with it. It's very, very deep. It's very graphic, huge. Like it was like huge trigger warning. It was darker and like more intense. It was like an intense watch in terms of like sexual assault. Like it was deep. Like I was like, oh, I didn't know we were getting this like this deep and this dark. So good though.
I'll
so
have
good.
To watch it.
You have to watch it. You can watch it. I watched like 6 episodes in one day because they're like 30, 40 minutes and then finished. Like it took like a day.
Okay.
Realistically.
Well, I'm going to add on to like TV things just because you said that, but it wasn't my favorite of the week. So I'm going to say 2 things. One, the NHL. I've been watching the Bruins and my boyfriend was yelling at me because he's like, you're such a bandwagon fan, blah, blah.
You
only watch the playoffs.
Because
I watch the playoffs. That's all. I'm like, to be fair, like, I just don't really care to watch regular season games. They don't matter. They do not matter. What's more intense, what's more fun is the playoff games. And yeah, I'm a playoff hockey gal. That's what I'll watch. So yeah, the Bruins went into overtime last night. So that was like a really intense game, but I love games like that. They lost, but fuck.
Hockey's so fun to watch.
Yeah. My second favorite of the week is, this is a massive shout out to Raw Dog Running. So fun. I've been like enjoying it. It makes me want to start a run club so badly, but I just don't. One, have the fucking time for that. And two, there's just so many run clubs here in Austin that I just don't want to compete with. Like, I would rather just go to the Raw Dog Running and meet so many of you guys there and, like, not have to worry about hosting anything. Like, for the most part, I will be at every single one of those run clubs. It's at San Mateo's now. It's only, like, a 2.5-mile loop, which is, like, not bad. But there's a massive hill, so it's painful. So the 2.5 miles is like chef's kiss with that hill. But yeah, find me there if you guys want to get into running.
Yeah, it looks really fun. Yeah. Looks like good energy. I feel like every time I go on Instagram, I see a new person that I follow. Like,
dude.
Tag it that I didn't know went.
The amount of people that I know that will just like, I'll turn around and like, oh, hi. Like, what are you doing here? Like, jump scare. And the boys were saying how they're going into the freaking Australia marathon. And I was like, oh my God, that's like a dream. I want to do that so bad.
Speaking of marathons, I think it's funny. There's like a bunch of TikToks saying this now. Like I've seen it on my free page a lot. And it's like, would you run a marathon if you couldn't tell anyone? And it's like, no one would run a marathon if they couldn't tell anyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Like no one would just like sign up for a marathon and run it like if no one could know.
Yeah, no.
That's the only reason I'd ever run a marathon. It's definitely bucket list to run a marathon, even though I can't run. So that's the big, I posted that on TikTok because Boston Marathon, New York Marathon. Whenever any of that happens, I'm like, fuck, I want to do it so bad. But then I remember that you have to run and then I don't want to do it. But one day in life, I want to run a marathon.
The guys really want me to sign up for the Hawaii one at the end of the year. And I'm like, I just don't think I can do that.
That's you like, can. So do you run like 7 to 10 miles casually?
Yeah, but 20, how many
you,
is it? 24?
Okay, but you train for it. You can so do it.
I don't know. And they're like, oh, you can run with us. I'm like, y'all run a fucking like 6-7 minute pace. I am not running with you guys.
Yeah, they're crazy. But you can 100%. You haven't been like you run a lot, but it's not like you're strictly following a program and you like crew, like you're good.
Yeah.
You could do it.
Maybe. We'll see. I'm not saying no. That's the thing. But I think doing it in like a destination like that would be insane.
There's some type of run this weekend. I don't know what it is. This
is it the guy, one over near Lake Travis?
I don't know. This guy I'm talking to, he's like, there's a run this weekend. Like, we should do it. I'm like, no.
I think it's the one in Lake Travis.
No, thanks. I was like, not.
Run one that was around here this
not
month.
For me.
But, all right. Let's get into some of the hot gossip stuff that's going on in this world. I feel like it's only right that we start off with talking about the Revolve Stagecoach event. Did you see that?
Oh, but it was a joke.
I know it was a joke, but... I personally didn't know. What is a pizza slime?
I didn't know it was a joke till after, but like, I think it's like stupid of like the girl who posted it to like try to make it seem like it's some big drama when like every sign in there was a joke. Both those signs went to the same place.
Oh, every joke was
the bathroom sign literally said like pee pee poo poo. Like every someone did like a tour of the thing. Every sign in the place was like. Like something stupid.
That's interesting.
And both signs went to the same place. Like it was a joke.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. So I feel like just like taking, it's another one of the things where you can't just take things at face value.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like Revolve is now getting like a lot of backlash from it. So I'm like, was it worth it for them? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's like, why would they get backlash if like they knew it was a joke and they literally went to the same place? Yeah. Like, I think there was another sign someone said that said like, haha, these go to the same place. Like it was like a joke.
This is so fucking random, but it reminded me of Coachella. We were talking last week with the Coachella squatters. They were at Raw Dog Run Club. Jump scare, bro. Fucking jump scare. And they're in one of my videos that I vlogged, and I was like, oh, shit. I was like, you're here.
I love keeping up with the Coachella squatters. They, one of my friends, like, she opened her text messages, and, like, one of the top people in her unread notifications was him. And I was like, bitch. I took a picture of it and posted on my story, and people were like, the Coachella squatter? I'm like, yeah, like.
I think he commented on my vlog too because he was in it, and he commented something about the hill because it was a clip of him running up the hill. I was like,
oh, speaking of Coachella squatter. So then you know Madeline Argy? She's with the Unwell Network, the British girl.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. She posted a video talking about them too and was like, this annoying boy like wouldn't get away from me at Coachella, like was with us the entire time, like would always show up dancing, and like he was so annoying and
show
he was
up
always,
dancing.
Yeah, like dancing, and he was like so annoying and he was always everywhere, and it was literally him.
No.
She was like, I'm not gonna name them, but did you watch that squatter video? It was him. I'm like, oh well.
I'm not gonna name him, but
if you watch that video, it was him. We're like, bitch, you named him. She named him in the video. But yeah, so there's just, it's just fun because they live here. So they're my local celebrity. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They're so funny to me.
I just think it's a little bit cringe of them. I don't know.
Oh, it's
like,
so cringe.
Do they all of them live in Austin? I don't think so.
No.
I think it's just two of them,
it's
right?
It's just two of them.
Yeah.
Only two of them stayed in the house.
Yeah. It's honestly crazy how many creators there are in Austin.
Yes, so many.
And there's so many moving here. We talked about this last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
Or maybe off camera.
Some like fitness girl DM'd me like a few weeks ago. She was like, if you don't mind me asking, like, what apartment do you live in? Because I think I'm going to move there like next week. And she was like a normal girl. And I told her, she was like, oh, my friends live there. And she posted yesterday. She literally lives here and here now.
Jeez.
She was like, I think I'm moving there like next week. And like, it was like a few weeks ago. But yeah, she's here now. I was like, I recognize that kitchen.
Yeah.
So that's funny. Like literally just everyone. This is just the fucking spot.
My cousin's moving here. Oh, my cousin's moving here. And one of our guy friends that moved out of the city is moving back. And they're going to room together.
Cool.
Right?
Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like.
I figured.
So our guy friend texted me yesterday. And he was like, hey, good news, bad news. And I was like, what's up? He was like, because he was going to move to Boston. He's like, I can't move to Boston. Fell through last minute. But I moved to Austin. And then I was like, oh my God, I have a roommate for you. And then I hooked it up. So, love that.
Fun.
I can't wait to have family here. But I also can't wait to have one of my best guy friends back.
Yeah. Hell yeah. How fun. When are they moving?
Well, so my cousin's job doesn't start until August. But he was saying he wants to move here in July. To like kind of have like a month of just like doing whatever the heck he wants. Summertime, whatever. So, that's that. And then our friend is moving next week.
Cool.
So, yeah. Half the apartment will probably just be empty for a little bit.
Love that for them.
Yeah.
I love exciting people get to move. So exciting. Cause like I loved moving so much. So like other people move and I'm like, oh my God, enjoy your, and live your best life.
I know. And they were like asking for recs on where to live. And I was like trying to give like places really close to me. Cause I was like, yeah, like this is a great area.
It's a great area. Right. Perfect.
It's a, the apartment right across from the apartment that all our friends live at.
Got it.
Yeah. I was like, this is perfect. We're basically on the same road.
Perfect. Love. In other news, did you see Alex Cooper's wedding?
Okay. I saw pictures of it, but no, I didn't really see any videos.
Gorge. Perfect. 10 out of 10. Amazing. Every dress beautiful. She walked toward the aisle, not down the aisle.
What do you mean?
So like rather than walking down the aisle to the groom, like doors open and she walked to the groom from like the back. So it's like everyone's just like looking at her and she's walking to everyone.
Interesting.
Gorge. Her wedding was beautiful and like her dogs were like all in it. Her wedding was so good. So good. Beautiful. Like, dude, I can't wait to my plan Pinterest board. Shit. I have a Pinterest board going. Save it to the Pinterest board. Like, well,
I did see in Alex Cooper's wedding, there was a pool that they put a whole stage over.
Yeah, so normally that's like a common wedding thing.
Really?
Yeah, you put, you cover like a pool with like, yeah.
Interesting. I didn't see, I've never seen that before. And I was like, oh.
Because you'd like, if a venue like had, like to have a dance floor.
Got it.
Let me see. Like, look at her walking toward everyone.
Yeah. She's, I think that's so the pool. Stunning. So the thing she walked over was, like, the pool.
She's so, like, it's so gorgeous. And it was so classy. And for someone whose brand is so, like, unclassy, like, you love to see it.
Yeah. I definitely want to make, like, a very open back wedding dress.
Love. She looks so good. So many wedding things. Yeah, just obsessed. I think her wedding was show-stoppingly gorgeous.
Unpopular opinion, though, but spending a lot of money on a wedding dress, I don't think I'm going to do that.
I don't want to spend a lot of money on a wedding, period.
Yeah, that, but also just, like, my accessories. Like, my heels, I'll probably get them on Amazon.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, accessories? You can't even see the shoes.
Exactly. Accessory? Well, it depends on if I'm going to change into a short, like, shorter dress for, like,
I'm sorry, party. If I'm switching into a shorter dress to be more comfortable, I'm not wearing heels.
Yeah. Like, getting heels.
Yeah, but, like, you can get cute ones. Like, I don't need, I want to wear comfy shoes.
Yeah, I agree. And my dress, I don't know what typical dresses cost-wise are, but I just don't see myself spending above average on a dress.
No, me neither. I don't see the point. At your wedding, do you picture, because I saw this TikTok of this girl being like, when the, how'd she word it? Kind of like when the early crowd leaves, like when your like older family members go home, and then it was her like throwing ass at her wedding, like on like literally like on her hands, like shaking ass. And like, I was like, bro, fun, like in a short little dress. And everyone's like, why would you dance at your wedding like this?
Okay. Here's the thing. No one in my family is an early crowd.
Okay. But like,
my whole family will be there until we get kicked out.
But like, people are just like, why would you dance like this? Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, no. I think getting really fucked up at your wedding's stupid. Like, that one TikToker.
Yeah, because
like,
I want to remember
she,
it.
She, like, blacked out at her wedding and, like, went up early and, like, was throwing up. Absolutely not. But, like, throwing ass?
I can picture myself, like, drinking a little bit and then having, like, a little bit of shrooms and then just vibing.
Yeah, but, like, 100%. Like, I'm going to dance. Like, who cares if I'm throwing ass? It's my wedding. Yeah. I paid for it.
I know.
Mine. Like, I just think it's stupid. Like, obviously, you're not throwing ass down the fucking aisle. But I think people that hate, like, I was like, why are you hating on this girl that was just having fun?
Okay, speaking of hating, I cannot stand seeing all the videos. I don't know if it's just me. I know it happened a while ago, but maybe I'm just getting on the free page of it. But the Core Power influencer, no phone stuff. Dude, there's this one video that's blowing up right now of just some random ass girl talking about like how this girl next to her was just on her phone texting and whatever. I'm like, what? She was so angry. I'm like, why did this affect you so much?
Yeah, I actually meant to bring up workout class stuff. I'm glad we're talking about this. Because one, people texting doesn't bother me because that's like your, like, it's not like a movie theater where like the light on your phone is bothering me. Like, I don't care about what's going on your phone. I'm just kind of like, why are you like emailing question mark? Like, why? But whatever. And I also don't care if people film, obviously, because I don't mind doing that. I think if you're making a big deal out of filming, where then that's annoying. But like, if I prop up my phone, I don't think even half the time people notice. But I had an issue that was annoying me in my Barry's class on Monday. because I was next to two guys because I went like an hour later. So, you know, different crowd. And I guess people in there act differently. These two guys, this guy was like talking so much. And they were next to me and he was like talking so much.
How?
Just like talking, like they were two friends and they were like talking.
I can't hear a single thing. I can't even hear the microphone sometimes.
It was bothering me. So I was telling this guy that I need like a fake name for him, whatever. And he was like, oh my God, like who cares? Like, what is this, the library? And I was like, no, it's not that. It's just like, why are you talking? Like, shut up. Like, how can you even hear each other? One. And he was just being very like, he was just having a good time, I guess, but just like, just giving like little comments on everything and just like, oh yeah, like let's go, like, well, like I don't know, talking so much. But then she's like, okay, 5, 6, or 7, you know, as they do, tell your little numbers. And he's like, what'd she say? Well, maybe if you weren't fucking talking, you would have heard her.
Yeah, that's my issue too with those classes, that they give the instructions every 30 seconds, so it's like I need to be so aware. I can't like,
yeah,
zone out.
I think that's why he didn't understand what I was saying when I was like, oh, these guys were talking. He's like, who cares? I'm like, no, but you have to be like listening.
Yeah.
And like, shut up. Like, shut up. Like, why are you talking so much? It was like bothering me just like hearing their conversation. I was like, can you? Like, I had a Celsius.
Which is wild though, because that music is loud.
Yeah. I had a Celsius and he was like, oh, she had a good idea grabbing a Celsius. Like, as we're running, I'm like, shut up.
Like, full on sprinting?
Yeah, I'm like, shut up. Like, stop. I mean, I was sprinting way faster.
Taylor is a fucking hater of people speaking in
berries. I was sprinting way faster than them. You know why? Because you can sprint way faster if your mouth's shut.
You hear this right now? If you are in the same class of berries with Taylor, do not speak.
Don't
do
speak,
not
or I'll talk shit about you.
Speak a for even a second. Don't even like raise your hand and ask a question to the instructor. Like, don't talk.
No, don't say anything. I was like, literally, what are we talking about? It like triggered me when he was like, what'd she say? I was like, yeah,
you would fucking know.
Listen. So yeah, that like bothered me because at least in there it's loud, so most people couldn't hear. I was just right next to them.
Yeah,
but like even quieter workout classes, like core power, like if you talked in there. I just like don't talk when I'm in a workout class. Is that just me?
Yeah, dude, my throat is so bubbly from the drink. I'm like, I keep having to pull the microphone away because I think you guys are gonna hear the bubbles in my throat.
But I don't care about phones.
Yeah, she was so mad, like angry. I was like,
they do get really angry.
Why do people like? I just have never really had someone's like a stranger's small little thing bother me like that. Unless I'm on the fucking road driving, like I have road rage like no other.
Yeah,
but like I don't know, something like that just wouldn't bother me. Like I think she just needs some CBD or something, or to go smoke weed.
And half the time when I see people checking their email, I just know because like I go to Barry's at 8:30. Typically, except for last week. I know some people are kind of sneaking in that workout right before work starts. You know, maybe they work from home. It's like that. They start work at 9. We're in there at 9:20. They're pushing it a little. So, you know, a Slack message might come through. Okay, queen, check your phone. Yeah. Like, you know, like don't get fired. Like, check your phone. Give it a little something. Like, keep going. Like, don't take a business call. That's weird. But like,
I've definitely done that before. I bring my phone every single time.
Me too. I film on the treadmill.
I don't bring anything to Barry's.
Me neither.
So I don't like putting my stuff in a locker because one, I'm not going to figure out which locker that was at the end of my class. I always misplace which locker I put it in. So then I'm dabbling through all the fucking key codes. And then all I bring is my keys and my phone. So yeah. I'm like, I'm just going to go straight into the class.
Yeah. I bring my phone and my water because my phone's like my key for things. I don't bring anything.
But yeah,
that
gotten my back into my berries grind though, which has been nice.
That was just my thing with like these guys were just bothering me. It was my 25th class.
Sounds like you need CBD.
Honestly, I did, but like I was just so in my zone that day. Like I was a fucking track star on that treadmill.
Wait,
and they were just
speaking of. Did you ever get symptoms on Monday or Tuesday?
No.
Can we talk about it?
We can talk to the class because you know what? Safe sex. Yes. Yeah. Safe sex is important. This has nothing to do with berries. I didn't have sex in berries.
Joking, but she did text me. No, she did text me saying, I am on bed rest all of Monday,
no,
not
doing
anything.
No, I said I might be to be determined.
Yeah, and now I'm putting two and two together. She did go to a workout class.
So the reason I went to berries later than normal, I went at 9:30. I normally go 8:30. It's because I wanted to give myself the morning to feel out if I was going to be dying. Because on Sunday, I did take emergency contraceptive.
Big whoopsie.
You know, sometimes smart people make dumb choices and you have to just do something for that. So I took Plan B. It wasn't Plan B. It was like a different brand. Same shit.
Julie?
No.
I see the Julie ads everywhere. I think Julie ads are on Plan B, which is very
Maybe
ironic.
Maybe we can get sponsored by them.
But it's ironic because Plan B.
Yeah.
But they sponsored Julie.
100%. So I did pop one of those. So funny. Then I'm with my friend on Sunday and I'm like, okay, like slightly TMI. Because like she's only my closest friend. I'm like, slightly TMI. But I like took a Plan B like this morning. So like, I don't know. She's like, I took a Plan B yesterday. I was like, oh. Wouldn't you know? Like, love that for us.
It's a little bit too common.
It's not something I normally do. Last time I did it was in high school. The day after, I was vomiting once every 30 minutes. I have never had such a bad fucking day of throwing up in my entire life. It was awful. So I was so prepared for that to happen again. So when I told this guy, I said, if I wake up on Monday deathly sick, you have to come over and take care of me the whole entire day because this is your fault.
Yeah.
You did this to me. Like, this is your fault and your doing. So he works from home. I'm like, you'll bring your fucking laptop and you're coming here all day and taking care of me. So like, literally Monday morning he texts me, he's like, how are you feeling? I'm like, I'm fine. So I was like, felt it out, and I was like, okay, I'll go to Barry's, and I was okay the whole day. And then I got my period on Tuesday.
That's crazy. Because when I took it, my period did not come forward.
I got my period, and it wasn't just bleeding. Like, it was my period. My cramps on Tuesday. Holy fucking shit. I wanted to die.
That's probably why Barry's was pissing you off so much. Dude, it makes sense now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I was deep in my luteal phase. Now I'm good. I figured it out for myself. My first 2 days of my period. No, first day, actually. The whole week before and the first day. Murder central.
No, same.
After that first day, which was Tuesday, cramps all morning. Wanted to kill myself.
Yeah.
Napped on the couch for like 2 hours because I just didn't have it in me. And then I woke up and had to go teach and wanted to die. Now it's the second day. Oh my God, I woke up at 6:30. I went on a run. Life is good. Life is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's the first day that like, don't speak to me.
No, I'm the same exact way. But
that has to be it.
Speaking of Plan B, I was going to say Plan Brie. I took mine on New Year's Day because I had an incident on New Year's. And guys, I'm not even kidding. My symptoms were wild. I haven't taken a Plan B in maybe since I was like 17, 18 years old. I didn't throw up, but I had like flu-like symptoms, nausea. I was crampy. I was spotting. It was so bad. So I honestly just thought that's what was going to happen to Taylor. I was like, oh, she's down for the count.
I thought it was going to as well, which is why I was like, hey, like recording on Monday, yeah, I agreed, not going to be best for me because just in case I'm really, really sick, I don't want to commit to recording Monday if I'm going to be puking. My goal is to not have to do that again, but
yeah, definitely not.
It's just something that accidents happen, mistakes happen, because if you don't know, neither of us are on birth control. If you're new here, if you're not cut up, We don't take the pill because the pill fucks with you. So we said fuck that. And then if we're just being honest, a lot of people always ask us what we do.
What?
For not having kids.
Oh yeah, just
pull out game. Gotta pull out game strong.
Gotta trust your man.
And I'm getting back into really trying to be good about my ovulating days.
Yeah.
I get so slack with it. I'm being so real. Like, I get so relaxed, but I really need to be like on it.
Yeah. I mean, it's been working out for me, whereas like I literally just ovulate during the week, not the weekends. Cause I feel like the weekends is like the hardest time to like avoid.
Yeah. But you know what sucks? Like when you're ovulating, you're like the most.
I know, but
horny.
I don't really like, I see my boyfriend him? Like what, maybe once, twice a week during the week. Like if that, so like I can avoid it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to be really, really good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to track everything, like all my work. Like, I'm really trying to use the Flow app to the best of its ability.
Oh, dude, did you know there's a partner?
Yes.
Thing in the bottom of the app?
Yeah.
I made a video and then someone commented on the video. It was like, there is.
Yeah.
I was like, why have I never seen this? Yeah. I need to set my boyfriend up on that because there's nothing more I hate in this world than him being like, if I'm like freaking out about something, he's like, are you on your period? I'm like, why do you say that? Like, why are you asking? So if you can just have the app and get notifications, that's
and
fire.
It tells you how to like help. It's like, is she being moody? You check like yes or no, like is
yeah,
and it tells you how to help. Speaking of my period, that in more ways that it pissed me off, I woke up to a red stain on my sheets. I have never slept and stained my bed sheets ever in my life. So waking up and seeing a fucking red stain on my bed sheets, I was pissed.
Yeah, I woke up this morning to shit all over the ground.
Yum.
Diarrhea from Mac.
From Mac?
Mac. Diarrhea from Mac.
Mm.
Yeah, it was fucking nasty.
That is, at least it wasn't in your bed.
Yeah, it was on my rug.
Oh.
But it was my washable, ruggable.
Cool.
Threw it right into the dishwasher. Dishwasher? washer.
Yeah, disgusting. Well, that fucking stain on my bed really pissed me off. Anyways, enough period talk.
Dude, I got some tea. You've probably saw, I mean, if you're on Dave Portnoy TikTok, you saw it. But did you see? Dave was at the Celtics with a new girl.
She's
25 years old.
I did see that. I mean, hey, we all expect, it's not surprising to me.
It's not surprising at all. Like, honestly, good for that girl. If fucking Dave were to message me about wanting to go to the Celtics.
Oh, you'd break up with your boyfriend.
I would run. I would full fucking sprint to that man, to that game.
You 100% would.
Yes, I would. I would go. But I can't stand everyone in the comments like, poor Savannah, like, and then like trashing the girl. Man, she's not even pretty. She's nothing like Savannah. Like, bro, guys, like, calm down. Why are we trashing on this girl?
She did nothing to
you.
She did
literally nothing, and do not lie. Don't say she's ugly. Or she's nothing compared to Savannah, because the girl is drop dead gorgeous. Like,
and like, I'm not trying to be like anti-Savannah. Like, she seems like a really cool girl. Like, lovely, beautiful, amazing. I think people are so quick to like, and I'm not like a Dave Portnoy apologist. This is like very just like middle of the road opinion.
Yeah, this is for anything and anyone, any situation.
If someone breaks up in a relationship, because correct me if I'm wrong, he's not trying to get married or like do anything like that. Okay.
But it's very public now that that's the case.
Right.
So any girl now that's going to quote for quote date him,
but
they're aware.
I would imagine he seems like a very upfront man. That when him and Savannah started dating, I don't think that's something that he like
hid. No.
I would imagine that this was known. And then girls think they're going to be different. And then you're not. And I'm not saying that's her fault for staying. Like, it's no one's fault. It's just, like, people didn't work out. And I don't like when people try to put so much blame on, like, poor her. Like, yes, poor her. Breakup sucks. Seeing your man with a new girl fucking sucks. Like, that sucks. But, like, life, like, it's the circle of life. Like, that's just what happens. Like, she'll find someone hot and rich. Don't worry. Like, I have total faith in her to find a hot, rich man.
She will, no doubt, especially she's living in Miami.
Exactly. Like, she'll be fine. She'll find someone hot and rich. He'll keep recycling girls because that girl will turn 28 or even earlier than that. But she'll get to an age where she's like, I want to get married. And he's going to be like, no.
Yeah. Which I don't really see it being anything serious. I honestly just think he was out on the town with a girl, whatever, having fun. But yeah, I don't know.
I think if it was serious, like, he wouldn't have been like right in a camera. If it was like,
you could tell in the video that he got caught because he looks at her and goes, we're on camera. Because I don't think so. Those two announcer people, I think they were just popping up to the bench, the Celtics bench,
mm-hmm.
and doing a quick little interview at the bench. Like, I don't think I don't think that's where they were doing like the broadcasting the whole game.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just like for a second. Honestly, I'm just kind of like, people are having fun, like. Duh. And like, duh, Dave Portnoy is going to talk to 25-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Duh. It's like a little bit gross, but I mean.
I can't wait to hear about it, though. Like, he needs to address it.
Like, did you see Miss Peaches at her gala in her dress?
Dude, yeah. And the way he was holding her in the photos, he's like holding her up. Oh, with like.
Speaking of someone holding a dog, please look at what I saw walk across my car yesterday downtown. This man was carrying his dog on, you'll see, on his back. So the dog is on his shoulders, like, and he's holding the legs in front of him like a scarf around his neck.
That's crazy. The dog looks like he was vibing.
Yeah, the dog was vibing, holding the dog on his shoulders. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's
like, in what world? So weird. I had to film it for evidence because like, no one's gonna know what I'm talking about, but why is this man holding this dog like that? But Miss Peaches looks stunning at her gala.
Yeah.
Another thing I want to talk about. Did you see how people say that Charlie D'Amelio and Tyga were together at Coachella?
No.
Yeah.
What? How old is he?
So Tyga is 34.
And she's what, 19?
Yeah.
20?
She's 19.
That's not legal.
She's 20.
Okay.
That's still like, she's like freshly
20. She can't even drink.
She's 20 today.
Oh, that's ironic.
Oh, today's her birthday. Happy birthday, Charlie.
Dude, she can't even fucking drink alcohol.
Yeah. I'll show you.
Like what kind of like caught together? Holding hands, flirting, Charlie, kissing. Tyga. Like what are we talking? Or were people dragging out?
No, I think they were just like hanging out together. Let me find like an article about it or something. Charlie and Tyga. Because her and Landon broke up like a few months ago. They were just like in the crowd. Yeah, like they were just like in the crowd. But like Tyga has a just a big like, he's so the type of guy.
Yeah, what?
You know, like that's so, that's such a him thing to do.
I don't know why. I feel like just they happened to be there and they knew each other and started conversation. I just can't see her texting him being like, see you at Stagecoach.
Yeah, I just think it's, it kind of makes sense though, because like he was with like Kylie Jenner and like Avril Lavigne, and I feel like she could be like his type in a way of like, like not that she looks like Kylie Jenner, but just like black hair. Like Kylie had like black hair and like
she's
Avril Lavigne.
She was 19 last Avril week
Lavigne
at Stagecoach.
Avril Lavigne is that like rocker kind of girl, and she kind of like dress. Charlie dresses a little like dark, like rockery sometimes. Like I could see Tyga thinking that she's hot.
Oh, that's so crazy.
No, it's gross. Like her age ended in teen and he's 34.
Yeah.
She was a teenager and he's 34. Crazy.
Very crazy.
Insane.
I would do anything to just be kind of like how Grace O'Malley was with the Dance Moms.
Oh, Dance Moms like, reunion is tonight.
No. Oh, is it? Yeah. What is it on?
Lifetime. I'm probably going to watch it tomorrow once it's streaming.
I don't think I have that. But what was I going to say? I just would do anything, not necessarily Dance Moms, but just be put into a situation like that.
Yeah, and just like, watch.
She went and got tattooed. Well, she didn't get a tattoo, but she went to go watch them get tattoos. She was at the mm-hmm. reunion. They went to a post game to get drinks. Like, so strange. But I don't know what group of people I would love to just be put with, but I would love that.
Mine's Dance Moms people are probably like the Kardashians.
Yeah, the Kardashians would be sick. Honestly, I think mine, this would probably be really fucking boring, but it would be more of the younger generation of singers, actors, like Justin Bieber and like Miley Cyrus, just that group. I know it's a random group, but I don't know if it would be fun, but I think I would just love to be with them.
I'd love to be in a room with Taylor Swift to see how she is.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what her real, like, personality is. There's just so much going on with her. Like, I'd want to see her and Travis, like, alone.
Mm-hmm. I always forget that Selena Gomez was a part of that scene.
Selena Gomez is Taylor Swift's best friend.
I know, but I just forget because now I kind of just think of her as
a makeup.
Yeah. Person. Makeup beauty.
Yeah, like
founder,
she sings. Like, she
used
to date Justin Bieber.
Yeah, right? That's weird to me.
Or like the fact that Wizards of Waverly Place is the rare beauty girl.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So weird.
Trippy.
And also, maybe I just live under a rock, but I also didn't know that Rihanna was Fenty Beauty founder or no.
Are you serious?
Am I wrong?
You didn't know that Rihanna owns Fenty Beauty?
No.
Sam.
Dude.
For real?
Yeah.
Like dead ass.
How was I supposed to know? I don't own a single thing from Fenty Beauty.
But that's like, like Rihanna doesn't do music anymore. She owns Fenty Beauty and she was at the Super Bowl putting the makeup on.
I found out because she did an event like last week.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very live under a rock of you, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm...
Fenty is like Rihanna. Like, Fenty, the clothes.
I had no idea. I live under a rock.
I'm pretty sure Fenty is like her name, no?
I don't think I own anything from Fenty. Maybe
not
I
the
do.
Lip gloss? You own Fenty lip gloss.
Fenty.
You products. Own Fenty lip gloss, for sure.
I don't own... Those were the...
yeah, it's her last name. Rihanna's last name is Fenty.
Really?
Yeah, Robin Rihanna Fenty. Yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
I knew that.
There's
but
a
I
lot
just
of things where I feel like I live under a rock.
Wow, we got a comment on YouTube that was like, "Can Sam stop pretending like she doesn't know who people are?" she's not pretending.
Pretending.
She's not pretending.
Sorry, I'm not fucking scrolling on social media 24/7.
No, but Rihanna owning Fenty is just like Fenty's been around for like. Since like 2015.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing as like that one time I didn't know Post Malone had a girlfriend.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
It's just the same. Like that, I would categorize that all
no.
as the same. No, but yeah, because like I'm not super into makeup and like learning about the founders and
no,
like,
but it's not like about the like that's just like Rihanna, like that's like what Rihanna's most known for. I feel like
Selena is more involved with her brands than Rihanna is.
No.
I've never seen Rihanna host like all those events inviting Rare the New Beauty's York City new. Influencers.
Fenty Beauty is like been out there.
Wait, which one?
Like Rare Beauty is like in the last like 5 years.
Yeah.
Fenty is in since I was in high school.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I was rocking that Fenty gloss bomb at 16.
I thought that was new.
No. I was wearing Fenty Beauty in high school.
Damn, that's crazy.
Sorry, so that's Rihanna. Like she just and Rihanna doesn't do the influencer stuff because like Rihanna's so huge, like she's just like not very public facing anymore because she's so successful. Okay, I'm just gonna like blow you. Rihanna is married to A$AP Rocky. Her and A$AP Rocky have like two kids together.
I think I knew that.
Okay, so, see that's crazy that you know that. Like that's more in the same. Okay, anyways.
No, wait, maybe I didn't. I need to see what A$AP Rocky looks like.
Rihanna doesn't do all the stuff that Selena Gomez does out on the town all the time because Rihanna doesn't want to be in, but like she's just a mom. She's just being a mom.
I live under a rock.
I'm pretty sure Fenty Beauty made Rihanna a billionaire.
I'm going to go study this after. You know what's weird?
Yeah,
you
Fenty Beauty made her a billionaire.
Dude, you literally go onto Rihanna on Google, professions, model, recording producer, songwriter, composer, singer, business person, and more.
So, yeah, but that she hasn't made music in years. She hasn't made music since like 2015.
Yeah, I'm in awe.
Because she became a billionaire at Fenty Beauty and now just like lives in the...
That's crazy.
And they just did that thing where she had like the lip product and A$AP Rocky was like the lip balm for men. And A$AP Rocky was like the.
I just like can't with this.
Wow. You learn something new every day, huh? Like Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. And like in most of the ad, like when there's a new product, like she's in the pictures.
I guess those ads are just not popping up on my
They don't page. Pop up on mine either, but like. Yeah, I don't know. Like, Fenty's her name.
Damn.
That is crazy that we had that realization on the podcast.
Yeah.
And recorded. That's crazy.
Anyways, within the same genre of people, the Kim song, I've come to the realization that Taylor Swift is kind of a mean girl.
You think, do you know the history with Kim?
No, I know the history, but I just think... It's been dragged out for so long, and now poor little North has to, like...
Saying your daughter's was out of line.
Yeah. And I just feel bad because that poor little girl, I don't know how old she is probably so excited about the new album, listening to it, blaring it, and then she finds out via the internet that the song is about her mom.
Yeah.
Like, she's getting the family involved at that point, and I just think, put it to rest and maybe... If you guys both care so much, y'all need to have like an in-person conversation.
I think my whole issue with the entire album and why I said I didn't like it is I think every song is insanely too literal. Like, it's so literal.
I didn't listen
literal.
To it.
I only listened to it on TikTok. Putting like the Kim in capital, like it's too literal. Like every like, and the songs about Travis are like literally like you play football, like in it, like they're just too literal. Like and then sorry, Swifties. People are like, when you realize that the song's about Travis, I'm like, what do you mean realize? She's literally just talking about a football player. You're not having some like insane revelation. She straight up is talking about a football game.
Yeah.
And it's like, we think the song's about Travis. What gave it away when she clearly described a football game? Like, no shit, Sherlock. Like, I don't know. It's just like, wait, I think this one's about Travis. Yeah, I would fucking think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, duh.
I just think it was out of line.
I agree that saying, like, your daughter is crazy. I'm like, we don't need that. We don't need your daughter.
Mm-mm.
But I feel bad. Like, Kim and, like, Kanye, like, ruined her life, like, really bad for a while.
Yeah. But now Kim and Kanye are not even together anymore.
Yeah, but, like, Kim was, like, a big
Yeah, but you can, probably... in my opinion, I think maybe Kim was manipulated and, like...
By Kanye?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I feel like,
and you know, you never know. We all go to admit, because the song that like the big issue is the song like, looks like me and Taylor might still have sex. Yeah, I made that bitch famous. So that's like the big issue is I made that bitch famous, which is the song mean? Arguably way meaner than her songs, 100%. Is it a fucking good song? Yeah. So, you know, and as someone whose name is Taylor, I find it a fun song.
Yeah.
So, listen, it's a good song. Kanye's crazy, but the music is good.
I hope after that song coming out, the drama's over for them.
Me too. Speaking of drama, not drama, speaking of celebrities, I guess, the Met Gala is on Monday. I can't wait to see.
I don't think I've ever watched that in my life.
I've never watched it. I just look at the pictures after.
Yeah. I did see on TikTok.
I don't even know where you can watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I saw a TikTok, though, of all the celebrities that haven't gone in, like, years because of it, because it's just gotten worse of influencers going and like people that people should also not be invited.
People also like celebrities also don't go, so they don't get invited.
Yeah,
like not true. It's a strict guest list.
Yeah, but I like judging the dresses, I guess.
100%. Me too. Love judging the dresses.
Yeah,
and like seeing who goes together.
And I also like watching the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, or just the Kardashians now because they changed the name. And watching their episodes.
Oh, when they get ready?
It, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like stressful, but I love
watching
it.
Them get ready. And they don't always all go.
No.
It's so interesting. I would love, that's a place I'd love to be, in the Met Gala. Because like they do the red carpet and then they disappear into the museum. And no one knows what goes on in there.
Mm-hmm.
They just like go to dinner or something. That, do you know how many drugs are probably in there? So many.
Do we think Alex Earl goes?
I do think Alex Earl goes.
Yeah. Probably.
Does Braxton go? I don't think so.
No, there's no way.
I don't think you just get plus ones like that.
Yeah, I don't think you do. That would be crazy.
I do think Alex Earl goes though, because okay, so TikTok is one of the like has a table there.
Oh,
so the way the Met Gala works is every table is owned by a brand.
Mm-hmm.
So like Louis Vuitton has a table, they invite celebrities, every celebrity at that table wears Louis Vuitton.
Has TikTok always had a table?
No.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So, but there's never that many influencers. Like it was like Charlie D'Amelio, or no, like Dixie D'Amelio went, Addison Rae, like the big names. There's no like James Charles went like once. Like it's never fully influencer studded. But if TikTok has a table,
yeah,
does that mean that there's going to be TikTokers?
You know what's kind of crazy to me is like the way Alex Earl blew up and has gotten the fame that she's gotten to the level in the extreme. And I've just come across so many other creators that have also blown up at her rate that don't have as much of like that
she's
platform.
Celebrity.
Yeah. Like what's Tara Yummy? Do you know who that girl is? She's like blowing the fuck up.
Yes. No, I need to
and
see her that username.
And she will never get like the level of fame and a platform that Alex Earl has. Like Tara Yummy has more followers than Alex Earl, but yeah. Alex Earl is like
literally a celebrity.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me.
Oh yeah, this girl's 8 million followers. Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying, and I've had that thought before, and I don't really know the.
It's just that you know people, I think,
and it's like she's in Miami.
Well, that girl's in like, LA.
I think it's also the influence. Like, Alex Earl was so influential.
No, dude, that fucking... This girl, I'm not influenced by, like, honestly, either of them. But just seeing this girl and, like, the stuff she posts, it's mostly girls that are, like, fangirling over here. It's not like she has a guy audience.
I don't know. But I totally get what you're saying. Because I've had that thought before where I'm like, wow, Alex Earl actually... Like, there's people with more TikTok followers than her, for sure.
Yeah.
She has 6 million followers, which is a lot.
But Tara Yummy, like...
But she's 3.6 million on Instagram.
Tara and has 2.5.
And there's a lot of... I know, I agree. There's a lot of people that have...
Lot.
I guess it's just a certain vibe. I don't know.
I really don't know. I wish I understood it, but I don't.
I don't either. Because I've had that same exact thought.
Yeah.
On the same wave. Because I'll randomly be like, wow, 4 million. Because like Charli D'Amelio has 150. And you would think Alex Earl would have like 150.
Yeah. No.
No.
Do you have anything else you want to share?
Oh, I just had this little realization. This is so random. The chicken sausage mustard cottage cheese girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's still eating that and still posting about it. She's still going strong.
The Scientologist?
Yeah. Just in case anyone was wondering, it came up on my free page. I was like, this girl's still going with the sausage and the mustard.
I had to block her.
So just if anyone was wondering, yes, it's still going. The electrolytes and the sausage and the mustard are still going strong on TikTok.
That's crazy.
Just update for the class.
The one last thing that I wrote down on my little list, because I feel like this is very helpful information for other people. I don't personally need it right now, but when I was buying my house and furnishing it, this would have been so helpful. But there's this new website called dupe.com. And all you do is literally take the photo of the product that you have on dupe.com and every other product that's the same exact, like it looks the same, pop right up.
Dude, so I found this rug. I need a rug. I can't find one that I like. I finally go to Clara Purse. I see her Instagram story. I'm like, perfect, that's the rug. Found it. You know, let me go to your like to know it. Support you, queen. Click the rug. It's $1,600 rug.
Mm-mm.
No, thank you.
Dupe.com.
I need to go on dupe.com. Because me and my mom have been back and forth about what rug I want. And I finally was like, Mom, I found it. I found the rug. We got it. Then I was like, just fucking kidding. It's $1,600 fucking dollars. And I'm not spending that on a rug. And I was upset. Because I just really thought I found the one.
Let me see if I still have the video, if it was saved or not. There was a video that I found that
it's like
describes dupe.com. And I can play it for the pod right now. Dupe.com.
Yeah, I want to see.
Life lesson. Don't mess with nerds. I fell for a furniture price scam and I built something.
Hold on. I can't find it.
We can link it on our story.
You know, it's literally just called dupe.com. But yeah. Anyways, yeah, I felt that was helpful and I'm like, damn it, I wish I knew that.
That is helpful and I will be going on it and probably buying a rug.
Yeah.
Maybe art for my walls. I'll look up a bunch of stuff. Look up a bunch of stuff.
I low-key do need to go home goods.
I need to... Bro, you keep reading my mind. I was going to tell you today that I really need to go to Home Goods if that's something that you need to do. Not today.
After this, yeah.
I have stuff to do today.
Bro.
But I just, in general, I was literally going to ask you before you left if going to Home Goods was something that you see
for
yourself. I do,
as long as I get my fucking tire fixed.
Well, I can also drive.
Yeah,
like
but
tomorrow
kind of
or something.
Way, but
who cares?
I think, so I made, guys, fucking streets of Austin. Dirty and like so much construction that there's nails everywhere. This is the second nail that I've ran over in the last like 3 months. So my tire is leaking very slowly. I found the nail in my tire. I made an appointment for 7 a.m. I'm just hoping and praying that it doesn't take long because last time I was there for like 3.5 hours.
Do you have anything that you just want to like share about your life, about like that was anything fun in your week?
Not really, other than the fact that I just love playing dress up with my boyfriend. Like, and it's so sad because boys are so, like, I don't think they realize, like, the confidence boost with a good outfit. And, like, we went to a birthday party this weekend. And he, like, looked at me and goes, Sam, like, I feel like I'm the best dressed here. And I was like, oh, really? He was like, yeah, like, I feel so confident right now. I was like, oh, I love that. Like, I was like, do you feel like now that like since I've started dressing you, like you feel like more confident? He's like, yes, I love it. I'm like, fuck yeah.
I saw your boyfriend last weekend and I didn't see you.
Dude, he was so fucking drunk and I was like, I need to go
I
home.
Literally was like, where's Sam? He was like, she got mad at me and went home. I was like, oh.
Dude, we were at the party. Okay. And the party was at 4:30. This man's had two margaritas at my house that were both 2.5 shots. Get to the party and he's talking up to Jen, like he's literally the life of the party. Everyone wants to fucking talk to him. I'm like, okay, give me a second. Like, I want to talk to you, whatever. But then we're leaving, getting in the Uber. He has hiccups. I'm like, oh, fuck. He has hiccups. So we went to East and then we got food.
That's his telltale drunk sign, hiccups.
Yeah. He was like saying how the hiccups were from hot food, which I looked up. You can get hiccups from hot food because we had tacos, but I was like, mm. And then he just like wanted to be fucking feral and like go find the boys. And I was like, I really just like don't want to do that. We've been drinking since like 3 o'clock. I'm gonna go home. So I think I got home by like 9:30.
I had such a fun Friday that I went home so early on Saturday because like Friday just went so hard. ever been in a room with like a guy you used to talk to and a guy you're currently talking to? Super awkward. But it was so fun. Found a place that does $5 margs in Austin. It's called Ellis. It's like a little standalone bar. 10 out of 10 recommend. $5. I was living my best life. But then I was freaking out because I leave this pregame and I'm walking out and I go, holy fuck, I don't have my purse. And I was like, I either left my purse, like I had my Louis Vuitton. I was like, I either left it at the bar or I walked with it and left it in the apartment. And like, I couldn't remember if I sat it down in the apartment or if I left it at the bar. And the whole night I was just like, holy fuck, I hope my purse is in the apartment. And it was.
Damn.
But I was freaking out. I was like, oh, did
How
I leave
did you
it?
Get in anywhere with no ID? Oh.
All my stuff is on my phone.
Damn.
So I was just like purseless. Yeah, took a Fetty for like 5 blocks.
Honestly, I'm surprised Fettys are willing to do that. I was thinking about that the other day because my boyfriend's going on a boat this weekend. I was like, oh, you can just download my account, use my account because I ride for free. But then I was thinking about that. I'm like, why don't I do Ubers more often downtown? And I was like, they probably don't do that.
Yeah, we like because all of us fit in one, so we got a Fetty. But like we went from 3rd Street to 6th Street.
Yeah, like
in a Fetty.
I mean, whatever. How much was it per person?
Well, I honestly don't know.
You ride for free, so it doesn't.
Okay, but with our God mode, does like everyone I scan go for free? Because I scanned in like two. Put 3 people on it.
You scanned other people? No.
Yeah, so I had to pay for them, right?
Yeah.
Losers.
Yeah.
You know, everyone wants to be like their Fetty app doesn't. Or this fucking dude, like this guy I'm talking to, he's like, fuck, I don't have the Fetty app. He literally said, I don't have the Fetty app on my phone. I go, I'll scan you in. And then he called the Fetty and I go, what are you talking about? And he was like, no, it's not. Something like his card wasn't working. But he was like, no, it's telling me my card's not working. I'm like, okay, well, your words were, I don't have the Fetty app on my phone.
No, and I get so mad when people don't have Fetty downloaded on their phone because Fetty into like the lake, so expensive. Like
$17.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm not covering you.
Yeah.
That's like almost a $40 trip. You can download the app. Yeah. Sorry.
Download the app, motherfucker. Same thing like with someone who's always like, my Uber app doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like those TikToks like,
please. That actually does. I'm gonna be fair right now, like that does happen to me on East a lot.
Well, there's no service.
Yeah, but like, on East I'm like, why the is
no service is no service. Like people that are always just like, no Uber app.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. But yeah, Saturday I literally was so miserable at this fucking bar. I needed to desperately go home. I was like, I'm leaving.
I'm trying not to go out. Honestly out as much, but just because I've been to my like I've traveled once, but I want to plan a lot more trips, so I'm like, I'd rather do that. And like, I don't know.
I need to pick a time to fucking go home. I need to fucking go to Miami. We'll see.
When your parents' family...
Someone's coming to look at the house today.
Like, do they move, though?
Huh?
Do they have, like, a move date when they move?
So, my mom still has to work. So, for the time period where they sell the house versus, like, maybe till the end of the year, they might have to live with my grandma.
Mm.
Because my mom retires at the end of the year.
Got
it. In, like, the fall. So, they'll have to do a little, like... in between moment and then move.
Yeah.
Which is really sad, but I feel like I want to go see my house. Or even if I don't, if they sell it, whatever, I just want to go home and go to the beach. I just can't wait for it to get sunny here.
My goal right now is just to travel a lot to different parts of Florida to kind of like strategize where I want to like buy a place.
Mm-hmm.
And then go from there. Because I know my family will probably be on the West Coast, but I don't know. East Coast is a little bit more lively and I don't need to be like
on top of them.
Yeah. On top of my family. Like if I'm a 2.5 hour ride, honestly, 2 hours, like getting from Miami over to like Marco Island's 2 hours, an hour.
Yeah,
45.
No, it's not bad.
So like if I wanted to at least be in the same state as them, that'd be nice. Even from Tampa, too. Like my brother would drive from Tampa, down to Marco and it was like 3 hours.
Yeah.
So
that'd be cute.
We shall see. And then I was like thinking, oh, get a house there. Well, not a house, probably like a condo or something. And then just get another like car or bring my car, my Jeep, over to Florida, leave it there, and then buy myself a new car here.
Your Jeep is a very Florida car.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like
beach car.
Beach car, 100%. So, and I don't have a garage at my house here. So if my condo had a garage, it would be ideal to bring my Jeep over there because then I can take the doors off. So.
Got it all figured out.
Oh, I do. Okay. Will this plan actually happen? I don't know. But, you know, I like to romanticize my life.
As you should.
Yeah.
It's good to have, like, timelines and structures and goals as long as, like, the idea of not hitting them doesn't, like, ruin your life.
Yeah. And I like talking about it with, like, my boyfriend, too, because I'm like, you better be on the same page, because if not, I'm gonna do it myself.
Yeah, it's kind of like, this is what we're doing. If you're not with it, get lost.
Yeah. And I keep telling him, I'm like, we are never moving anywhere more north of the Carolinas, ever. We're not going back to Jersey. We're not going back to Boston. It's not happening. He's like, oh no, I totally agree. I'm like, good.
He better keep that same attitude.
Yeah, right.
What if he was like, I've got a job offer in Jersey?
I don't think he would. Because the thing is, he also doesn't want that, because he always says how much he wants to live by a beach. Mm. And
isn't there beaches in Jersey?
No, there are. But I think his parent or his family, I don't want to get too much into his like family life, but like, yeah. I think they're also going to retire. Mm. So if it's like my family retires, his family retires, like, what's the point? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, well. Cool.
I gotta go get some Botox.
And I gotta get this episode online for y'all.
Talk to you later today.
Yeah. Bye.